brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phyllis Schlafly's coming up in the next segment to break down the facts, not our opinion, about the national suicide. It's already suicide anyway. If we take on another 30 million illegal aliens, give them all welfare, and then that just lets the next group come in who then almost universally vote for the Democratic Party and all of their kleptocratic activities. I mean, it's unbelievable. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. 51% can't vote to make me a slave, but they're operating like that now. I saw a Time magazine cover the other day that had the Capitol on it, and it said majority rule and was X'd out, and was saying the majority in a fake poll want to ban guns, but we can't do it. The majority want Obamacare, was an old magazine, but we can't do it. The majority want to have their heads chopped off. We can't do it. There's a new article out at Infowars.com. Poll, 71% wish they'd not voted for Obama. Even 55% of Democrats say they regret reelecting the president. Too late, suckers. And it doesn't mean Romney would have been even better. The fix was in. That's the point. Matt Drudge tweets report warning about suicide of the GOP. And then that's got Schlafly's report reposted in it. So be sure and get that out to everybody you know. Right now, let's go to another phone call. Andrea in Michigan, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing great talking to you.
Thanks. Hey, I'm calling about something that I heard another caller say earlier. So I woke up this morning and I was just really thinking, you know, how for the last few months you've been feeling in your gut that there's a false flag and coming up. And I just was thinking, I saw a really cool on YouTube, a geoengineering scientist has got a video out. And I really think that that might be what they're up to in California, because it just, there's not enough evidence and they're getting smarter because too many people out there are kind of pointing out their false flags. And it just seems like that's something that maybe you can blow the lid off of, you know, with.
Well, sure, here's the problem, and I'm not criticizing anybody. Everybody uses the layman provincial term chemtrails that we started hearing about in the early 90s. And there's a patent, and the guy won in 92, I forget the scientist's name, a UN science prize for developing, quote, sunscreen for the earth. Kids' textbooks teach that they're already spraying it to save us from global warming. But the details are all classified. It's added to jet fuel under four patents. So the pilots don't even know what's going on. It's aerosolized, barium salts, limited oxide, others. There's a $5 billion a year energy Department of Energy program. And they do seem to be concentrating out on the West Coast with all that moisture coming in, manipulating and stopping it. And they've got aircraft out there spraying, and we know what's going on. And they've had even people from the California Department of Environment, you know, go out there and go, yeah, we're getting like 20 times the aluminum. We're getting them barium salts. The trees are dying. So I don't know what's going on because the program's secret, but it's bad. And it's weather modification, you name it. And, I mean, the globalists will pay to ship General Motors to China, will pay to ship Jeep to Italy. They'll pay to shut down your local power plant. I mean, they are shutting America down. Except for select globalists who are exempt. And it's just a serious situation, I hear you. So we do need to look at the California drought. Is it a chemtrail operation? And look at the geoengineering program and admit it's going on and show that it manipulates weather and do a report to the Nightly News or something on that. I agree with you. I appreciate your call. All right, Phyllis Schlafly is going to be with us for about 40 minutes on the other side, and we'll have about 10 minutes or so of news reports and calls, and you still are able to stay with us. But all this and more is coming up straight ahead. Deneen, Nico, Andrew, Steve, we'll get to all of you as well, but Phyllis Schlafly.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's been those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, joining us for the next 35, 40 minutes or so is Phyllis Schlafly, who really needs no introduction. She's been on the broadcast in the last 18 years, probably six or seven times. We appreciate her coming back on today with one of the most serious issues of this republic, and quite frankly, the future of the world itself. And she, of course, is a best-selling author, and she became the leader of the conservative movement with the publication of her best-selling book in 64, A Choice, Not an Echo. And I'm not going to go over all the things she's done in her 47-year, and this is an old bio battle, it's more than that now. And she has testified before more than 50 congressional and state legislative committees. She was appointed by President Reagan, a member of the Bicentennial Commission, and she promotes all things Americana. And they've gone out and indexed the poll numbers and showed what I and many of you already knew, but it's good to document it, that the vast majority, between 75 and 90%, depending on the poll, of illegals and even immigrants, period, tend to vote Democratic, anti-gun, anti-family, you name it. And even though it's not in their interest, they want to be pliant. And they just vote straight ticket. And I've got big criticisms of the Republican leadership. They've been supporting this amnesty with the Republican big donors because they're part of this globalist agenda. But all over the world, they've gotten rid of borders. partially, and they've just, Europe's going bankrupt. They use the immigrant populations to become the new bureaucratic enforcement arm. I've had members of the EU Parliament on, members of the UK Parliament, even liberal members on, talking about this situation. And if you can get a group to come in who can then vote to get welfare in exchange for voting for parties that will take guns and that will take liberty and take sovereignty, you have been conquered. You have been conquered demographically. I'll be honest. If we had 30 million illegals here and they were green-skinned, not predominantly, you know, light brown skin from Latin America, and they were voting for the Second Amendment, national sovereignty, freedom, weren't on welfare, it's a lot of people, but we've aborted 50-plus million Americans. Maybe we need them since Roe v. Wade. The problem is the ideology is pure poison. And if you haven't traveled Latin America, I suggest you go travel it. It's a nightmare. I'd love to export freedom down there. Instead, we're exporting the poverty, the crime up here. I mean, Mexico's a failed state. And this idea that we are somehow hateful and criminal, and we already have the most open policies in the world, if we don't just throw our doors open and say, have your babies here free, all the welfare, and we won't wear American flags at school, we'll take down American flags, we won't dress as cowboys or natives at college parties on Halloween, it's a joke. Oh, you criticize Obama, it's because you're racist. No, it's because Obamacare is a scam. So I want to give Phyllis Schlafly the floor here. I've said my piece to break down her tip-of-the-spear coverage that's been on drudgereport.com from the Phyllis Schlafly Report at eagleforum.org. You can also go to phyllisschlafly.com. And she joins us right now to break this down because Obama is already – I want to cover what's going to happen if they do this. But then Obama's already – legalizing most of the illegals by fiat. So the Republican leadership, A, is being beaten on getting amnesty because it is suicide for the country. But B, they have to be beaten on letting Obama act as an executive dictator. Doesn't mean he's a dictator fully. The office is becoming dictatorial. So, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly, thank you so much for coming on. You've got the floor. Give us this report worldwide that people are tuning in to hear right now.
Well, hi, Alex. I'm happy to join you. And you laid it out very well. These people who want to bring in millions of people, they're going to vote Democratic. And we know this not because it's my opinion or because I've talked to them. It's because all of these recognized pollsters have reached a consensus on this. And there's no dispute in it. These pollsters all say that the ones coming in, the big majority of them, are people who believe in big government offering more services than limited government, balanced budgets, and that sort of thing. And you know the conservative movement and the Republican Party are built on restraint in government, limited government, and the millions of new people they're bringing in are not that at all. They have no experience with it. They don't think they like it. They're glad to come here and accept the welfare goodies that our government hands out.
And you've got 7+ billion people that would like to come here, and under globalism, there's no sovereignty, no borders. That sounds like they want to make us the new Calcutta.
Well, I think it was Ronald Reagan who said a country without borders is not a country. You've got to have borders, and we expect people to respect them. And if people want to come to this country, they ought to obey our laws. And these pollsters, for example, they've taken a poll on whether you want the children in the public school to be taught that America is a great country. And, of course, the big majority of Americans think that. But the recent immigrants, even if they're naturalized, not even the majority believe that. And they ask them, well, are you for Obamacare? Well, yes, they are a majority for Obamacare. And it's no wonder, why is anybody surprised that they vote for the Democrats? That's the way it is.
You know, I know a lot of Democrats, and finally some of them are waking up that Obamacare was a premeditated fraud and a scam to select interest, a literal looting. But so many Democrats just say, I don't care, we're going to wreck the whole system, and then I'm going to get something free. I mean, they don't even care if they're getting screwed over as long as they feel like they're part of some winning team. I mean, I've got to say it. Democrats on MSNBC love talking about how smart they are all day. I don't know if you've seen Mark Dice's videos where he goes out and talks to Democrats in California, and they say the most authoritarian things. They don't know that the Earth orbits the sun. The average Democrat has got to be the stupidest person on the planet.
Well, maybe they think they're smart because they've learned how to get free money. And these polls are really very, very revealing. And these people who are coming in, our people have no experience with our type of government. You've heard people say that we are an exceptional country. That word isn't even strong enough. America is unique. There's no other country that is built on the idea of limited government. As Thomas Jefferson said, bind them down from mischief with the chains of the Constitution. And we think they ought to keep their spending down and keep taxes low and so forth. And other countries don't even understand that. They depend on the government for practically to walk across the street, whether they can or not. And they don't know what we're talking about when we say we want a smaller government doing less. And so if you bring in the people who want the government running things, who want the government doing handouts, you're going to get more Democratic votes. Why are you surprised?
Well, you're certainly right, and America was hyper-unique, hyper-exceptional by every metric of inventions, trailblazing, military activity, just on every front, literature, art. We have been the flower of the Renaissance in the last 230-plus years, and now we see all the prosperity going out the window as we follow the globalist collectivist program that always creates rack and ruin.
Well, all of these trade agreements, which are presented in the name of globalism and getting along in the world and free trade and all those slogans, they create jobs and investment in other countries. They don't create them in this country. We lose jobs. And it's a real betrayal. This is why the middle class has been shrinking every year under the Obama administration. It's just this new report that I have out. It's a 40-page report. It's available on my website, eagleforum.org. And just to give you another example, one poll found that 81% of native-born Americans believe our schools should teach that students should be proud to be American. But only 50%, only half of the immigrants, even after they're naturalized, believe that. And, you know, these amnesty advocates like to compare our current immigration with what we were bringing in around 1920. And the people who came in from Western Europe in 1920 all wanted to be real Americans. I have any number of friends who told me when they came as a teenager and landed at Ellis Island in New York, their mother or father would say, "Now we're in America, and we're going to be Americans, and we're going to speak English, and this is our country now." And that's not the way they feel about it today. The ones who are coming in seem to maintain their allegiance to their old country. And when you take the oath of citizenship, you're supposed to renounce all allegiance to any king, potentate, foreign government of any kind. And I don't know whether they recite all that, but it's obvious they don't believe it because the polls all show that they're not proud to be an American. And they really don't believe in the type of government, of limited government, that made our country the most prosperous and the freest country on the face of the earth.
That's right. You can't argue with the cold, hard, scientific, sociological, geopolitical facts. I want to go to break here and come back and get into some more of the poll numbers that are on the site for everybody that wants to go check them out, eagleforum.org. Absolutely essential. Phyllis Schlafly is our guest right now. And when we come back, I'm going to let her continue to get into the battle. What's happening currently on Capitol Hill? Tireless fighter. I guess it's more than 60 years she's been battling. 89 years old and joining us today. Sharp as ever, the same age as my grandmother, and is battling the tyrants here today. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it again. Nobody's got open borders like we do. Nobody brings in foreigners and throws them right on welfare. Nobody. Nobody. It is simply insane. is simply insane. Our hospitality has been used by the globalists to bring in a foreign force of politicos. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. Jones here back live. Phyllis Schlafly, by the way, is a constitutional lawyer and, of course, a mother who had, I think it was six children, and she's had a whole bunch of best-selling books. We're going to talk about her newest bestseller, where Obama is waging war on the First Amendment, and not just the others. Religious freedom is within the First Amendment. We're going to talk to her about that in the next segment. In the short one, though, Phyllis, please, because you're pausing and letting me jump in, I want you to roll here because you've got all the deep data and the research. Break down what it means if they get this next crop of illegals legalized. Obviously, then the next group, the next, we're in total checkmate politically because these folks are voting in a collectivist manner. And I've tried to reach out to the, quote, immigrant population with some success, but we just can't reach enough of them. A, is there any way to turn this around? B, how do we beat it? And what's going on in Washington?
Goodness, for talk radio, because the mainstream media is concealing the whole thing. And there are two powerful lobbying groups that are pushing for more illegal and legal immigration. And they are the big business crowd who want the cheap labor, and then, of course, the Democrats who want the vote. And my report, which is now available on eagleforum.org, it's 40 pages, there's a lot of statistical stuff. If you want the abbreviated everyman's version, you can ask for my Phyllis Schlafly report called Does the Republican Party Have a Future? But in any event, what these polls consistently show is that three-fourths of Hispanics coming in want a bigger government providing more services. I'm talking about services like health care, Obamacare, and only a tiny percentage even understand or want a smaller government. And you know that if we want to leave a country of freedom and prosperity to our children and grandchildren, we've got to cut down the size of government, stop these executive actions that Obama is taking on his own, which he is doing unilaterally and says he can do whatever he wants with his pen. And have to realize that these people coming in, the overwhelming majority of them want the government providing big services, and which is, of course, very costly in every way.
Expanding on that, look at what a monumental fraud and a deception Obamacare is. Everything that's being pushed is really bad for the overall population, bad for common sense, bad for fairness. But still, people that are part of the Democratic Party cult just don't care. They just think they've won. And then you've got the people like Boehner and others that are bought off by the same interest. I mean, what do we do about this?
Well, the facts are so overwhelming. For example, the Congressional Budget Office, which certainly is not a right-wing source, said that Obamacare is going to cost us over 2 million jobs. And mostly by companies reducing the number of hours that their employees can work. And the Obama administration tried to put a happy face on this by saying, oh, that's great. People will have more free time. They'll be able to do more fun things that they want to do when they're not working. Well, that's not the way you get ahead. That's not the way you support your family. We believe in work and full-time work, and we hope guys will have a good job full-time that's going to be able to support his family. But that isn't what Obama wants. He wants to cut the amount of work people are doing so they're working less hours, getting less money, and then they have their insurance paid for by the taxpayers. It's all so rotten, Alex. And the high-handed dictatorial way that Obama's doing it is amazing. But these polls are very compelling in showing what the people think about this. And they're not voting for amnesty. They're voting for handouts by the government. And they get that by voting Democratic.
And then they'll support literally making those of us that produce their slaves, and then George Soros and Warren Buffett, big constituents of the Democrats and big recipients of corporate welfare, and then they write the laws to be exempt from the taxes. They're lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class. This takes us back to a democracy where two wolves can vote to eat the sheep for dinner.
Yeah, it'd be a joke if it weren't so really tragic. The way are manipulating the people and making them think that the government is the source of goodness and money, and the number of people who are now on food stamps, the number of people who get housing supplements, the EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit, that just gives you a bigger tax-free refund than you are entitled to otherwise.
Phyllis, I've got to interrupt you. Stay right there. One more segment with you. Phyllis Schlafly, eagleforum.org, to read all the reports. We're going to come right back to you. I want to finish up with those numbers. Then I want to get into the overall unitary executive, what your new book's about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, they dolled up Obamacare. They said there weren't any death panels. It didn't ration care. Didn't kick pre-existing condition folks off. You could keep your doctor. Firm pledge. It would lower your premium to the cost of a phone bill or cable bill. I don't know, maybe for a whole hotel. And mine has doubled since it went in 6 months ago. Geraldo Rivera was on the show a few months ago. His has tripled, and for that of all of his six employees, tripled. And my dad's is more than doubled. And everyone I know, it's at least double. Because some it's only gone up 45, 50, 60%, but most people it's more than doubled. So if you average it, it's about a doubling, to be technical. And that's just year one. I mean, this is just going to get better and better. And the reason I raise that is they said, hey, if you don't like Obamacare, you're racist, on MSNBC and CNN. And there are no death panels, and none of this is true. We had the bill. And now Obama acts as a dictator, implementing what he wants, where he wants. Oh, unions, you're exempt, but not families. That's the ultimate form of discrimination. While they're talking about discrimination, we don't like it because he's black. Let me tell you, I'd vote for a black man in about half a second if he was like Ron Paul. I could care. I'd love it. It'd be even better because then they couldn't attack him as much. But they would, though. It wouldn't work if they were libertarian or conservative. It is so disgusting when Obama said 2 weeks ago in a Time magazine interview, and was someone in the New Yorker, similar things, that, well, my poll numbers are down because of racism. What? What? And I'm ranting. We've got Phyllis Schlafly with us of eagleforum.org. And Ms. Schlafly is like one of the icons of true conservatism in this country, best-selling author, constitutional lawyer. Getting into amnesty, how do we beat it? Where is it? But then we go to the next problem. As you know, your best-selling book's out about it. Doesn't matter. Obama is just legalizing a bunch of the illegals, ordering the courts to let people go in the amnesty courts. He's just doing it by executive fiat to begin with. So where's the Republican leadership beginning impeachment of the president turning the office into a dictatorship?
Well, I hope you saw him on your television screen when he said he had a pen, has a pen, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
And a telephone.
And it is. And it was so arrogant. It was so condescending to Americans. It was embarrassing if we think we're a self-governing people. And he has changed his own law, Obamacare, I think personally, unilaterally, about 30 times. And he just wants to do whatever he wants to get the Democrats reelected. And I think the only way we can save our country is to elect a majority of conservatives to the U.S. Senate in November and get the right guys nominated in the primary. And it is so important because, for example, if Obama gets another appointment to the Supreme Court, he would rule the country with his nutty ideas for the next 50 years. And we cannot afford that. We need to have enough senators to stand up and say we're not going to give him any more judges because some of these, I call them supremacist judges, are as bad as Obama in trying to remake the law and dictate to the American people.
You've been fighting this tyranny for 60-plus years as a constitutional lawyer, but I've studied political elites, I've studied history. Even if you were a corrupt elite, America and prosperity is incredibly profitable. You would rather skim off the top of that big largesse than destroy it and debase it all so you can run it. But tyrants always debilitate everything because they hate individual freedom and they jealously want to shut it down, thus destroying the engine of their own success. But I want to warn the political elite, including the Democrats. You are literally burning down your own house. You guys run the country now, and you have such a long-term hatred of men and of families and of women and of prosperity and of just uprightness. I mean, I've really studied these people, and now I've come around to the understanding that they really do want to screw stuff up. They really are, like Michael Savage said, I think mentally ill. If you disagree with that, tell me, Phyllis, but I mean, you've been fighting these people for a long time. What is wrong with them?
Well, they want power, and they think the way they would get power is to make the American workforce be in competition with the people in the rest of the world. You know, a lot of our products are starting to come from Vietnam, where they work for 28 cents an hour. And I do not think Americans should have to be in competition with people like that. We have clearly a better system, a unique system, a prosperous system, a successful system. That's why everybody wants to come here. And we should let in only people who like our country, obey our laws.
Like Switzerland. I mean, you could have $10 million. They won't let you in unless you have a skill you're bringing. Switzerland, their money only goes up in value. Their crime only goes down. They get better and better and better. Why don't we do what Switzerland did?
That's right. And they just voted down this increased immigration. And that's why they've been able to keep a free and prosperous country. And we should do the same. But the trouble is the media is so much in favor of Obama, no matter what he did. They try to ruin anybody who criticizes him. But Americans have got to speak up. We have a great country. We need to not let anybody in except somebody who wants to honor our country, our flag, our Constitution. And we don't, and you know, the polls are showing, Alex, that the majority of these people coming in think international law should top our Constitution. You to be kidding. We're not. You and I are not going to let international law trump our Constitution.
That's right, and you have all the polls listed there from the Pew Research, you name it. There's a whole...
Yes, all the ones that everybody else quotes, only they don't seem to quote the part about what they believe on amnesty. But all the polls are consistent in saying that the overwhelming majority of people coming in want bigger government handing out more services.
It's basically like a beautiful ship. It's not perfect, but it's the best out there, and you've always envied it, and you finally got on board, and then the Democrats hand you a dynamite to put in the bottom of the ship to sink it, and then you dynamite the ship, and you're sinking, and you're like, I won. I brought down America, instead of just joining with America. There is a real hatred of this country, and I'm sick of it.
There is. There is a hatred of this country, and there's a hatred of the institution of marriage, too. Which I hope I have a new book out on.
Yeah, let's segue into that. Let's segue into the attack on religion, the attack on marriage, Obama's...
Well, my last book is No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And you can see that everywhere, the people who want to be politically correct. Even the military has done some things like clamping down on prayers and the oath to serve God and country, so help me God. And the superintendents of the public schools they're going after little kids, won't let them mention Jesus or sing a Christmas carol.
Or bring a Christmas card, even though everybody else is allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah. And it's a real war on the First Amendment. Obama's idea about the First Amendment is you should have the right to go into your church and lock the door and say a prayer where nobody can hear you. And that'll be okay. He's not going to take that away from you.
And by the way, for those that don't know, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It means you don't have a state-run religion, but you could absolutely come to school and you can hand out Christmas cards. You can hand out Muslim material during the lunch break. You can hand out atheist material. As a valedictorian, you can give whatever speech you want and thank God. As a football player, you can. And they know that, and they are persecuting people where they find Bibles in people's bags in public school in Texas and, quote, throw them in the trash and suspend them. This is outrageous authoritarianism.
And, of course, the founding fathers and all presidents prior to Obama were quoting their faith and their belief in God all the time, honoring the National Day of Prayer. For example, when Obama gives a Thanksgiving Day address, he makes a whole long list of people to thank, but God didn't make the cut. And he's just trying to eliminate any public mention of God. And our country was built on people believing in God and being religious people and people of faith.
Why is it that the collectivists and Soviet types hate God? Is it because they, obviously the state is God and they don't want any higher power above them?
Yeah, that's right. They want the state to be in control of everything. And we don't. And we've got a proven best country. That's why people want to come here. And it's the most freedom, it's the most prosperity. And Obama has this nutty idea that it really isn't fair that the United States has so much good things of life and more prosperity than any other country and more power than other countries. And he wants to make everybody equal. And we don't want to be equal to all the poor countries. And we don't want our guys to have to compete with people making products in Vietnam that work for 28 cents an hour.
Well, it's not fair trade when we have all the regulations and bureaucracy and shutting down our power plants, and they go to Vietnam with no regulations, dumping the toxic waste right in the river. And this is all about Cloward and Piven making us dependent. In closing, spend a few minutes on the attack on the family. It's so naked now, the attack on women, the attack on manhood. I mean, the MSNBC, I'm sure you've seen their promo where they say, your kids now belong to the state. I mean, these people are really being naked about their takeover. Why do you think that is?
Well, they're feeling that they've won and they want to sock it to us. And the only way we can remain a free country is if parents are in control of their children, not the government. And if we are able to elect a congressman and representative primaries where the, you know, I hear people say in November, well, I don't like the guy on either party. Well, that's your fault that you weren't in there in the primaries getting the right guy on the ballot. Because he's not going to get elected unless he's on the ballot.
Well, it's definitely a lesser two evils, and I've never even been of that view, but the Democrats are going for total broke. The Republican leadership's trying to kill the Tea Party. We've got to get behind the Tea Party, which you're a proto-founder of, across the board. But I think about my grandmothers and how they interact with my grandfathers. Three of my grandparents are gone. One of them's still here. They weren't subservient women, but they were on a team in that family, and that family came first, and they were powerful, effective, smart women that, you know, would read to me for hours in the summer when I was visiting them and who were super smart and had, you know, multiple degrees.
Oh, they could read?
Yeah, they could read, and they wanted a strong family. And I remember my grandmother, reading me when Ulysses comes home and everything and his house has been taken over, kind of an example of what's happened to America. They were just such strong, powerful women compared to what women are today. And they call this modern thing a feminist. And it's the complete opposite of an empowered woman. You know, notice the feminists say don't let women own guns. I mean, it's just so insane to see how they are destroying men. They're destroying women. All the things they're getting away with, it's so disgusting to see women becoming married to the state, basically.
That's right. That's when you don't set up the family, a traditional man and woman, where the man is the provider and protector, and then all these babies appear, you look to Big Brother government to support you. And that's not the kind of country we want.
Well, you're supposed to put the load on the men so they compete and make a stronger society. Not say men are nobodies, they're idiots. Women, you're in charge with the state. And, of course, everything falls apart. I mean, look at illegitimacy in the black community. Less than 10% before the Great Society in the 60s. These are mainline numbers. Now upwards of 90%. And that same system's being deployed. It is a system-wrecking program. We're going to plug the website one more time, but I want to play you the clip since you mentioned it. Here is Obama saying, I've got a phone, I've got a pen.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen, and I've got a phone. And I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
And then since we were mentioning MSNBC and promo saying your kids belong to him, here's Melissa Harris-Perry going from memory on her name on there saying, you know, we need to get over this idea that your kids belong to you. They belong to the collective, a bunch of control freaks. And again, at the level of MSNBC hosts, they are known technocrats with a scientific, sociological takedown program. I've read their textbooks. These are cold-blooded culture killers. Let's play that clip and then get Phyllis Schlafly's take on it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And once they get you into government health care, they're going to run your life because, well, we're all having to pay for your health care. Phyllis?
If you let Obama appoint any more judges, you know, the Ninth Circuit said that parents' rights to control their own children stops at the threshold of the school door, and the schools take over. And we cannot allow that to happen.
It's unbelievable. Every nightmare visited upon the Soviet Union and other collectivist hellholes is now manifesting. In closing, and I appreciate you coming on, what is your gut level about this battle? How bad is it going to get? I mean, I know we're going to win in the end, but how hellish is this going to get?
Well, I think the elections this year are absolutely crucial. They may be the most important elections of our time. And I urge everybody to go into especially the Republican primaries and make sure you get good guys on the ballot so that when we come to November, you've got a good guy to vote for. You're not standing around saying, I don't like either guy on either party.
It's time to get really aggressive and run for city council, run for county commissioner, run for water commissioner, run, get in the PTA, fight it.
And then Alex, go on Eagle Forum's website because we will have a list of endorsed candidates for the Senate and the House, and that might be helpful to you in deciding who to vote for.
Absolutely, and that's eagleforum.org. We've only got 30, 40 seconds left. What's it been like? You're 89. What's it been like, Phyllis, battling this hard? Is it satisfying?
Well, yes. I hope that a lot of good people are active in politics so that we can keep this self-governing country and not let it slip through our fingers and get away from us.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for all you do.
God bless.
There goes Phyllis Schlafly. Wow. I tried to stop Obamacare and I got called a racist. And I'm trying to stop the total end of our borders that the big banks want, and I'm a racist. I mean, man, I want people in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, in Europe to be literally bathing in wealth, space stations, whole nine yards, okay? I want you to succeed. I'm desperately trying to stop forced artificial shots in Mexico, sterilizing all those people down there. The globalists want to hurt everybody, folks. We cannot pay for illegal aliens and legalize the next group. And I want to just tell all the illegals that the system does not care about you. Get that through your head. And all the fake liberals out there. You people are sick.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UTOPIASilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Japan's preparing for war with China, hinting they've got hidden nukes. School shooting experts threatened over Sandy Hook investigation. That's some interesting breaking news. Another headline, let's read the polls about amnesty. We've reposted what Phyllis Schlafly was just talking about. Johnny Carson's head writer, hence Leno, was ditched over Obama jokes. I already basically know that. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that. Breaking police advice on protesters in Ukraine. And it's showing that the West is basically funding all that. 71% wish they'd not voted for Obama in a new national poll this out. That's really important. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Look, I got loaded phone lines. I said I'd go to your call, but I just know how much overdrive I can do. We're about to launch the new Infowars. I think it looks really great. And we're going to launch it either later this week or early next week. I'm not going to procrastinate anymore, and we'll do some tweaks on it and stuff. So I got to go mess with that, and about to launch the new studio and a bunch of other stuff. We're finally there, thanks to all your prayers and support. But I will go to break and come back and take a few calls. First off, paying the bills here, it's our great sponsors. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex has all the great specials, the best durable food company out there, other preparedness supplies as well. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. Non-GMO, best customer service out there. That's why they're our sponsor. We got sponsors beating down the door. I could have 10 storable food companies. I don't. I have one. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And don't forget our different websites. We've got the new Molon Labe Second Amendment shirts. It's in there, the best out there, our best seller ever. I knew it would be, and it is. Really wakes folks up about come and take it. Great way to spread the word and to meet like-minded patriots. That's available at madein1776.com, subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. It takes you all the Made in America apparel. So it's all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. And then it funds our entire operation. And there's InfoWarsLife.com, which is also on InfoWarsStore.com. It just takes you to the, you go to InfoWarsLife.com directly to the subsection of the four products we have out, the Fluoride Shield, the Survival Shield, the Supermel Vitality, the best supplements out there. Just go look at the reviews, read about what they can do for you across the board. And then we've got the Southern Mexican organic, volcanically grown high mountain Arabica beans, two different blends. It's my favorite coffee. Everybody loves it or says it's their favorite. You've heard the reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free to ask any questions or to order over the phone. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we are self-funded. The old-fashioned Americana way. We're not funded but like MSNBC with taxpayer bailouts, stimulus money, or NPR. Or by the Rockefeller Foundation and tax money. Who's also anti-gun openly. That's an article out today. We are funded by you checking out the products, liking them. That's why we try to sell you the best products. It's called Free Market Ideas. We sell you the very best we can get at the lowest prices. There's got to be 500 great items that I use, I believe in, from InfoWars branded dash cams, the lowest price, to you name it at InfoWarsStore.com. And in closing, before I go to break, come back and overdrive and take some calls quickly. You can also spread the word about the show. You don't need to buy anything from us. Tell friends and family about the broadcast. That's how we defeat the enemy. Support your local AM and FM affiliates. Buy local sponsor time with them or support local sponsors. Go check them out. Drive out of your way. Tell them I came here because you're on the local station, the Alex Jones Show. That's how we continue to be on a growing list of over 160 AM and FM stations across the country. Thank you all out there for the wonderful job you're doing, getting us on those stations and to those stations carrying us. And everybody else out there that helps us, you know we love you. We'll be right back. Some stations don't carry it. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWars Life.